AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Moscow is warning the U.S. over letting Ukraine strike Russian soil with longer-range missiles. The AP Sagar Magani has the story.
American officials say President Biden's shifting policy and easing limits on what Ukraine can hit with U.S.-provided systems. He'd ruled out the move for months over fears it would lead to a direct confrontation between Russia and NATO. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov says the decision adds fuel to the fire. Deputy White House National Security Advisor John Finer says Moscow itself is to blame.
The fire was lit by Russia's invasion.
Finer's not confirming the shift, which comes after North Korean forces arrived in Russia and are apparently deploying to help push Ukrainian troops out of a border region. UK security expert Patrick Beery figures that helped to drive the shift, but
I think it's too late to have a major strategic effect.
And adds more uncertainty to a conflict that'll reach the 1,000-day mark tomorrow. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Suspected Houthi rebels in Yemen have targeted a ship in the Red Sea and the Gulf of Aden. No damage or injuries reported. A judge in New York says conservative strategist Steve Bannon won't face trial until February on state charges of conspiring to dupe donors to build a border wall. Prosecutors asked for the jury to be anonymous. A trial has started in Minnesota of three men in a human smuggling case after the freezing deaths of an Indian family at the U.S.-Canada border. Police in Missouri say a man and a child were found dead inside a home. A sheriff's deputy was injured after the man and police exchanged gunfire. Survivors of clergy sexual abuse urged the Vatican to adopt the same zero-tolerance policy that it approved for the U.S. Catholic Church more than 20 years ago, arguing there's no reason why children around the world shouldn't be kept just as safe from predator priests. This is AP News. The government is opening two investigations into Ford recalls that may not have worked or may not have covered enough vehicles.
The largest investigation covers thousands of Ford Bronco Sport SUVs and Maverick small pickups. In April, Ford recalled some Bronco Sports from model years 2021 through 24 and Mavericks from 2022 and 23. They were recalled because they can suddenly lose power. But the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says there have been five complaints from owners whose vehicles lost power after getting the recall fix. The other investigation covers thousands of Ford Expeditions from 2019 through 2020. Ford recalled tens of thousands of the SUVs in February because the driver and front passenger seat belts can tighten up and hold people, though there doesn't seem to be a crash apparent. The agency says it has complaints about the problem from three owners whose vehicles were not part of the recall. I'm Rita Foley.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.